the colonies changed? Are there more of certain birds, less of certain birds?
Well, and now there's less, because if I said to you that the gold fraternity can only, all the fraternities there can only take over so much land, you know, because they're aggressive. But we used to have masses of common terns, but our land mass has decreased. So the black-headed gull, despite our clearing or culling, as we call it, taking the eggs, the colony has not decreased en masse, not per hectare or per, you know, amount of land. It's only that's governed by the amount of sedge or spartina which they would nest in. They move up the river, and they have done an area, but the terns, which principally breed on our sand and gravel banks, have decreased dramatically in the last 2 years, really. And they decreased 1 year. We had all their eggs taken by local people. They stole a boat up at the Beauty River and came down, and I found the smashed tern eggs as well as gull eggs, the sandwich tern eggs. I used to have 450 pairs, roughly, and they must have got rid of 150 pairs in one night. They stole them and smashed them. I caught these people egging, you see. Three local people from East Boulder and Limington area. They're well known, and I caught them in broad daylight. And they were, one of them lost his contract with Beauty Estate, used to do logging. But anyway, after that, they didn't come back, that number, for a few years. But eventually, we built up to about 300 pairs of sandwich terns. And then, as I said, one colony moved in front of Needsall Cottages, and this particular egg collector from, I know it was one from Totten, he had that amount of number plus in his collection of sandwich tern eggs, amongst his thousands of eggs, yeah, which had been given. They were in Lyndhurst Police Station, but they were given to the RSPB, I believe, the eggs for show. So you see, so that's a depletion. If you get an egg collector, you lose a lot in one go. But now, with the predators as well, it's halved the number this year from the previous year. And that, to me, is shocking, because someone has decided it's not correct to liquidate the predator gulls. It's ridiculous, because unless you do, we had herring gulls there for a time breeding, came into breed in front of Needsall and on the island. And I can assure you, within a few weeks, they had cleared areas, I would say, you could say a circle of 50 yards, each pair. And I got some special material, green material, which the thing you put cats and dogs to sleep when they become terminally ill. I put it on cuttlefish flesh, which I catch in my nets, slivers. No, the terns won't touch it, nothing else. I made them in chunks like that. And the big gulls went and fed on it, and they just cleared over and died. No struggle, they just... And that's the only way I got rid of them, as well as shooting them. But to shoot with my rifle in amongst the gulls, you see, I couldn't do that once they were amongst them, because I was endangering other things. You have to be very... I can only use firearms in an explicit way, because I mustn't endanger anyone else. Bodies, and we've always got bow people, so I was brought up with firearms, so I know exactly what to use. And we had a method of shooting the big gulls. I'd get the local keeper, you know, from one of our wardens, and we'd do it together, and we could go in quickly in my dory, and we could get quite a few with our shotguns. And that's in the air, so you weren't endangering anyone else. But then, otherwise, the breeding pairs in amongst the gulls, it's not easy to do that. So I used other methods. But now the new people don't want that to happen. Consequently, we've lost our numbers. I've told them, I've described all this to our new man, and he's agreed to do a survey this year, and eventually it may alter, dear. Have a sneeze. Do you want a tissue?
But are there any birds that there are a lot of, or some of, when you first started, and there aren't any more, or have any come that there weren't to start off with and there are now?
Not relatively, dear, no. There's one rare bird, I don't mention the name yet, there were four pairs, but these ran, there's a pair around last year, but they've been, here's what happens, the other black-headed gulls are so aggressive towards them that they drive them into the lower, shallower places, and they get washed out. We did a film there with Maurice Tibbles, and the bird with two hats. It's in, you can borrow it. I'll tell you what, when we finished, I'll talk to you about that, with Maurice Tibbles, and we were doing this, and this particular gull, and it got to the eggs were ready to hatch, and we had a violent spring, it went low barometric pressure, which water rises 2 feet at once, and we went in to do it, and they were chicks. There was one already a chick, and the other two eggs we were waiting for. Beautiful egg, but a very attractive bird. I'll show you a picture of it in a minute. But truly, the... because of these stars, and because of the aggression of the other birds, they were destroyed, you know, washed out. And so we couldn't include it in the film afterwards. But it's sad, but basically we do have another breed which is maybe three or four pairs, but they in turn are aggravated by the black-headed gull because of the area so condensed, you know, with birds. This happens in nature. They're very likely to find somewhere else. Like many of our species go off to other places around our coasts. There are places off the Yorkshire coast, there are places in Scotland where some of these do breed. You see, those areas are, with the access to the countryside, everybody's got a boat today and everybody's got a car or a plane or good luck to them, reason to move. But the point is also there are areas where these other birds are under threat all the time, you see. So it's a question of them finding a place where they find it secure. I have to send them up to the moon or something.
So how long does it take for you, once you've launched your boat, to get out to Gull Island?
Well, with my dory, it's quite fast, either not 5 minutes. But of course I can see everybody, and if somebody was wanting to go that way or that way or that way, I always first dial 999. Or if it's someone at that end, I dial, you know, my keeper warden up there, somebody who can be there in a minute, but then I go by boat, they will go by car that way. You see, we try and head them off in all directions, yeah. There are ways and means to cover all this, but above all, it would be better to have a warden permanently during the critical time in that centre up there, wouldn't it? A paid warden with the proper facilities, that is the correct thing to do. Although I can see it all from here, that's fine, I could ring him at once, because I can often see when he couldn't, or her, or whoever it would be, but I can notify them and they can make an immediate action, and that's the way it should be. I can see everything from here. They can see quite a lot from there if they elevate the place for me, so I put a radar on the stick. But they initially didn't want the place seen. I said, well, that's utterly ridiculous. If it's seen, it's going to frighten people off. You want it higher, but anyway, it was put low. Then a camouflage net put over it so people couldn't see it. But as far as that's, because someone objected to that, well, that was utterly wrong. If they'd built it high, yet next door, 30 or 40 yards away, is the Beauty River Sailing Club, which stands high off the ground. So why not have this as a warden post stuck up, even if you made it into a skyscraper, so everyone say, Christ, don't move near, they can see you. See? But if you can't see anything, you haven't got any fears. So as far as I'm concerned, the method was wrong, and I still believe they should make a higher building and have a radar on it, a small Japanese boat radar on it. That's all they need. Telephone, electric light, and water. And somewhere someone could stay. Love staying out. I mean, there are lots of young people would love that life. They had a little boat for them to run up and down the river and say once a week do a count or whatever, photograph the birds, or, you know, to record the number. Do it properly, not leave it to someone who's got to put himself out all the time and get wet and then, you know, have to fork out for all this. That's not a very sensible way to look after birds, is it? Not in my book, it isn't. Although, it's worked for a time, but we have lost by egg collectors several times, and by people who've been, these three people I call, local people of Beauty Estate. Well, they worked on Beauty Estate, two of them. And, well, those people destroyed half a colony of sandwich turtles. One of them's dead now. Whether that's a release or not, I don't know, for his wife, because he had a wife afterwards. But just the same, what I'm saying now is an absolute fact. Not trying to malign an innocent person, I wouldn't do that. These were just utter rogues. But I've caught several lots of utter rogues. And fought them. Put them in the mud, dear. I don't want like doing it, but I've had to do it. It was either me or them. Doesn't happen so much now. But, really. There were times when I thought, well, why do I do this? You must be mad, spitting. But I'd like it to continue, and I'd like to see those the tern colonies survive and be looked after properly. Because who knows, it may be my last year. Not because of me, but they may decide to do something, or I may get like that and think, well, you know, I think I've done my share, and I might decide, well, I'm just going to loaf. Enjoy fishing or lighter things.
Have you been affected by any bad floods?